Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is August the 25th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day, kids from all around the world gather together to hear these amazing stories from the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. And then we finish our reading in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 30 and 32. But before we do, I want to send a shout out to some listeners out there, to the children of Trevor Kimsey. Hello, guys, and so glad to have you on this journey in the Bible. Let's keep listening to these amazing stories, and let's keep experiencing God's kindness and His love in our lives. The same goes to all the listeners out there today. All right, let's jump into today's reading. Zacchaeus climbed up a tree to see Jesus, but Jesus wanted to talk with Zacchaeus. What do you think Jesus said to him? Let's read and find out from Luke chapter 19. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "come. Come down quick. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. "He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord. And if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." Wow, I love that story. Zacchaeus met Jesus, and Jesus changed his life. Spending time with Jesus made Zacchaeus realize how sinful he was and caused him to repent of his sins. Spending time with Jesus will change your life too. As you spend time with Jesus, ask him to help you change your attitudes or habits or behaviors that are not pleasing to him. Ask Jesus what he wants to change about your life. This is what Ezekiel chapter 18 verses 30 and 32 say. "I will judge each of you, O people of Israel, according to your actions, says the Sovereign Lord. Repent and turn from your sins. Don't let them destroy you. Put all your rebellion behind you and find yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O people of Israel? I don't want you to die, says the Sovereign Lord. Turn back and live." Well, there you have it. Spending time with Jesus will change your life. Let's come back tomorrow and spend some more time with him as we listen to his word. That's what I plan on doing, and I sure hope you join me. Until that time, my friends, you go forward in God's joy. You let His joy be your strength, just as it became Zacchaeus' strength. And you remember this, that you are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.